Blog Talk Radio.
Life after dust, 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 life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, 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 life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Yeah, shout out to Sanjay, dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, hit him up like good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story, you better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal, take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold-blooded, we belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular, can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Steady J got interviews, intermission and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel and all of the above. And it's all on one show and it fits like a glove on the life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust, life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, 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 life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Steady J, what's good, my dude? You keep doing what you're doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to Life After Dust Live. This is your boy, Steady J. And, of course, I got my co-host in the building. The birthday girl, my girl, Miss Urban Goddess, what's up?
Hey, what's up?
A much happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
How's the feel of the suffering of the year of life?
Something different, same thing.
Same thing?
Yeah, same thing.
No, you got to look at every year. Every year should be great. That's how I look at it. Every year is great because for every time another year I've gone by, it's another year that someone else didn't make it. So every year to me is just as great as the last. Yes, you know. You got me coming out in Dan mode. But anyways, you know, we got a crazy show for today. Shout out to NightThroughErotica.com, you know, for promoting the show today. It's very interesting show we got going on. Shout out to Turquoise Jeepers on here, and which is why the name of the show is what it is today. It's just, I'm a happy Thanksgiving, and they were on the show. They started this holiday every September 20th from now on. That it's going to be this big holiday called Happy Thanksgiving. And basically what it's about is promote love, make it on a deep emotional spirit interacting type of level. And today what we're going to do is to kind of celebrate. We're going to open the phone lines and Twitter and whatnot for you guys to send your feedback in. And basically we want you to share your thoughts on the craziest sexual encounters you've had in or locations. So there you go. So my girl, bro, I see my girl Braver is in the building. What's up? They're over in the chat and some chats and gifts. And if you're still on Facebook too and you're afraid to come in the chat room, go ahead. You can post on my wall, send in my message. And if you want to be anonymous, just say you want to be anonymous and I'll leave it as such. All right, so before we go, I'll come back to the show. I'm going to play this song. This song will put the whole holiday in more perspective. This is Happy Thanksgiving by Turquoise G Records. And I guarantee you, half your favorite DJ's favorite DJ isn't playing this song, so here we go. Happy Boy City J, that was Happy Thanksgiving with all the Turquoise G's, Young Hummer, and whatchamacallit, which I guess I just said on Twitter, I guarantee you ain't nobody favorite DJ playing that song. So I guarantee you that one. So I'm back in the building. Urban, you back in the building with me?
Yes, sir.
All right. Oh, what's a shout out to our Blood Comes Cleansing in the chat room, too. So basically, you know, as far as, you know, people are going to be like, they really want to know that I'm about to share information, and y'all be like, oh, my, with me. Okay, so, ooh, oh, y'all about to get some information. I really just don't use this share out too easily. But in the sake of today, we're going to give it and go crazy. So, first off, we're going to come to you, Urban. We're going to ask you, and of course, you know today's show, and we both going to be putting the spot. What's the craziest thing you've done? What is the craziest thing you've done? You already know the question, and I can get on to it.
always putting me on the spot. But the craziest.
I give you time to think. Hold on. Where's the thing you need to kiss that you need to leave?
This is hard, though.
I know, but you got to think of you. I'm telling you. Shoot, it's going to be. I'm about to be here. I'm already turning red myself over here. I'm like, oh, Lord. Okay. All right, so the answer to the question, what's the answer to the question?
Wow. I've kind of done it on a train before.
What?
You can ask questions, but yeah, I kind of done it on a train. And yeah, I think that has to be the craziest. Yes.
Wow.
That's all the information I'm giving.
Okay, you at least told us that, but
don't
worry, wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Woo wee. I don't know if I could top that, y'all. I don't know about that one.
Oh.
Okay. I'm gonna put the tire back on again, the tire back on it, let me think it through myself, oh Lord. Deep breath. Think really hard, man. Think really hard. And just let y'all know, we did not rename it. Think we, I didn't even knock the phone on the spot. Like, I almost really wasn't going to knock the phone on the spot today. So I'm really like, oh, man. How the heck do you put your own show on the spot in your own show? I'm not understanding that thing. Okay. All right, what's the craziest thing that, you know what, craziest thing has happened? Okay, it's not really location really too much, but, you know, some people say, have you done something public, done something private? Check out this up in public, in which the craziest moment was, you know, our friends went to, we went to our friends over there, right? And we were playing, I think it was $20 blackjack. So the way it went was, in order to, blackjack, whoever, it was like the boys versus the girls. And every time one lost, because he got eliminated. And so it was down to one, thank God, shout out to this, it was crazy, it was down to one girl, one guy.
Mm-hmm.
And My boy Benny was like going in with the cars. He was like, pop, pop. He was going in. And so it was down to him. And he had to win this mud. And like, whoever won, like, we had to get the other six had to get the other six to laugh at us or whatnot. Some simple thing like that. So, to make the story quick, like, get to the juicy stuff that y'all want to hear. So anyways, I think it's short, my homeboy was playing, going crazy, and we were all getting scared like, dude, you're not going to make it. This dude pulls one more car, hits 21 on the fucking dot. I'm like, wow. And so, yeah, that led to something happening for me underneath a jacket in the living room.
Oh.
And, yeah, because it was, and that was also, it was crazy. I was trying to be slick because a friend, one of our friends is on some, she was just really just on some real hating type lurking type ish. And so you're like, dang, we just chip one through stuff, but I can do something. So shout out to the coach. And the scariest part was one of her friends was asleep on the floor right behind me. So I'm like afraid the whole time. I'm doing something for him. I'm going to wake this chick up accidentally. Oh, my God. So, yeah, there goes mine.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. It was not bad. I'm not going to lie. It was not bad. I think the excitement of the whole thrill of it is what made it funny.
Exactly.
See, y'all, see, y'all got to do stuff, and you missed this show, and you ain't check it out. It's going to be locked into a tomb, because y'all never find out that you got to do this show. You got to come listen to this episode, because I ain't going to mention it again. Y'all get, and next time I say it's going to cost. It's going to cost me saying it. It's going to be like a BR, like somebody show, like Wendy Williams, they ask me, oh, so, I'm like, oh, man, y'all need to pass me. So, yeah. There you go. There's the juicy stuff. So, if anyone is not afraid to not put themselves out there, you can all you can send in your stuff over at twitter.com/SunnyJDusk, that's CEDDYJDUSK, or you can tweet Urban Goddess at Urban, like it sounds, Goddess, like it sounds, so, and NYC. And that's like the city, NYC. They can send in your stuff there. I'm you know what? I put my friend Tori on the spot. He's in the chat room. I know she's about to kill me, but you're on the spot too, Tori. We're gonna put the ticket time on for you. So you gotta come up with something now. And she's probably gonna kill me on BBM later. She's gonna kill me. You mean tell me? You told me that you asked me that question. No, y'all, but this is doing the 60 minutes. I'm needing to stop. I think we need to direct the battle sections. She had me tell me she was going to kill me. Oh. All right, so you can put on the spot. Okay, she's typing. I'm watching the chat room. Okay, she told me, said he no. So I'm going to let her live because she said no. All right. Okay, so we got to let you know I'll come up for the rest of the week. As far as on the show the rest of the week, tomorrow we got one of the fam from over Straight Business group on Facebook. My girl Amanda Monique will be in the building, and we'll be chatting up with her for our hump day, our weekly hump day, so be on the lookout for that. We're chopping up with her about how she got started in some of the projects she's got involved in, including Oregon's top model. So that was, and then she actually ended up in the top 10, one of the top 10 contestants, so big ups to that. We'll be chatting up with her. And then on Thursday, we're going to have my boy, Mr. Big Rome, who is representing Arkansas, and he's actually one of the artists that's going to be on the Global Tech Mixtape Series, which I have helped some with, and that's through Island Def Jam Digital. So, yeah, definitely check it out. Let's see. Darkness Point, shout out to Darkness Point coming out. Okay. All right, so as far as what you got going down for your birthday this weekend, I know you talked a little bit, but now you figured out what you're doing for today now.
So today, I'm taking it easy today. I'm relaxing, enjoying time to myself, but, you know, still networking online like always. So I'm not doing too much today. It's only Tuesday. I have all week. So, yeah. But this weekend, I'm going in. I have to.
Oh. You'll be wasted. I'm going to be on your same level, too, man. I'm ready for this event that's going down on this Saturday. Happy DJing that shot today. You're gonna be getting in, most definitely. Mm-hmm. And that's gonna be the home field takeover. Y'all definitely to come up. Make sure y'all check it out. We're doing that with the Newts, and we're also gonna have the infamous Newt Juice. And y'all know what Newt Juice is. You just have to come and find out. Mm-hmm. And it's gonna be going down. So there we go. All right, so let's be ready to go ahead and close out early since we got a bunch of shy folks on Twitter and Facebook. But any other time, it was Twitter at the dark. They wouldn't be quiet. They, oh, man, drop me. I'd like to be on top of the couch. Be all that. God dang. Mm-hmm. I told people, I mean, y'all saw how much it took somebody pulling teeth to get it out of me, but still.
Yeah, yeah.
I tell people that tour at the dark stuff is foolishness because at the end of the day,
yes.
If you can't do it during the day, then something wrong with you.
Exactly. Most of them be lying anyway, but yeah.
Right. It's like, yeah, I've been saying, exactly, you'd be lying like a mug and have her be, right there. They'd be scared when you reply back, because there's a difference between a person who's replying back and being funny and a thirsty dude. I understand it's something, it'd be some thirsty dude. And I think that's what, at the end of the day, that's all that does is create thirstiness whenever they start
mm-hmm.
that. It's like, here we go. It's like that number thing on Facebook and Twitter that I can't stand. When people say, send in your number and I'm going to answer a question that you've been wanting me to answer. And I'm saying, hell, to myself, like, you got to be freaking kidding me. Like,
exactly.
No way
like it's like you could do that any day. Why you need to play a game? Get
right.
A question
and I don't
answered.
Like
that. Don't make sense.
Right. I don't play games. You got a question. I'm just a tough person. You got a question, just share it back to me.
Exactly. I don't know.
I don't believe in that crap.
Exactly.
Sitting blue will be answering a question for you. Oh, do this, do that. And it's like so elementary. High school, like, I'm like,
exactly.
Grown ass people at my day in high school still. Oh, my God. And this one girl, and then. What cracks me up, those same people are the ones who sit on Facebook and Twitter all day, and they tweet this, I'm bored. You
yep.
know about you tweeting that makes us, for those who actually have a life and they have a Twitter and Facebook, it makes you not want to follow you or nothing because you're boring. You're talking
uh-huh.
about the fact that you're going to be a boring person. So
exactly.
Shout out to that. I definitely got to give a shout out to KnightsOfErotica.com. That's exactly what it sounds like. It's spelled like it's exactly how you spell the website, KnightsOfErotica.com. And for those of you that go on there, yes, it is a place of adult excitement. That's all I'm going to say. You get there, you know what I'm talking about. There's a lot of crazy stuff going there. So you're a person that's really trying to get it in, then there you go. Especially some of y'all that make me selling out these false hopes on Twitter at the dark. There you go.
Yes.
Reach. Oh, my God. I typed in Twitter at the dark. Okay, here's something to tell you see on Twitter at the dark since we on freak day.
Yeah.
Because this is how people hide. There we go. This girl says, retweet if you know you giving good head. Happy that, and then you know what that does? Happy that retweet. You know, happy that retweet came. I be laughing at that. I'm like, come on. I don't know personally, but y'all need to stop retweeting it.
Mm-hmm.
Another one. Only that one person can get me wet, nobody else. Twitter at the dark, if you ain't him, then good luck. Okay. And then this one chick who's badly built, talking about being a little fat pussy. Whoa.
Oh.
Okay. There's a weight limit like Six Flags. Okay. All right. Which I didn't hear that from me.
Uh-huh.
And then, no, one more thing. Let's see. Thank you. This girl said it perfectly. I'm going to retweet her because I think she said it perfectly. She said, people who participate in Twitter at the Dark are thirsty people who need attention.
Exactly.
She couldn't have said it any best. She couldn't have said it any best.
Exactly.
Like, get the heck out. I never just really can get into it. I tell people all the time, so I can't do that Twitter at the Dark crap.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like,
so
most
of them be fretting anyway.
All right, we gonna go on out, I know you were talking about on your Facebook. You actually got a website coming up soon.
Yes.
And
I'm gonna keep that secret for now, but yes.
Have you narrowed it down? What you gonna name it yet?
Yes, I have everything locked down already, but I'm not gonna reveal it yet. Not Not yet.
Okay.
Coming
oh,
soon.
Man.
Coming soon.
Okay.
Though.
I guess. I got this. No, I definitely get a big shout out to JFK is giving a big shout out to him. And Charles Perez, definitely big shout out to him. Because of what he said, Jay, go ahead and do it, man. I'm about to release the new Life at Dusk Live promo picture with me and Urban Goddess on it. And it promotes, actually, the people that took out pictures, JFK did hers, and then a more picture perfect than mine. So big ups to them and for letting us do what we do. So I'll be releasing that. I'm about to release that picture on my Facebook and Twitter. So y'all be on the lookout for that. And I'll also be sending it to Urban so she can do it too. So
yes, sir.
As we roll on out, y'all make sure y'all follow me on Twitter. That's Ceddy J Dusk, CeddyJDusk. Or Facebook as well, the same link, just put Facebook.com in front of it. And make sure you like the dust spot at facebook.com/THEDUSKSPOT. There you go, in dustspot.com is where you should definitely join. Urban, go ahead and let them know how they can follow you.
Yes, you can follow me on Twitter at UrbanGoddessNYC. Facebook is the same thing, facebook.com/UrbanGoddessNYC. Okay.
All right, so we're about to roll on out. Remember, everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, where there's a J, or where there's a...
Urban Goddess.
There is a way. Y'all tune to the episode of Life at the Dust Live. We'll see y'all later. The words of Chris Brown.
Deuces.